What is this?
That right there is a tale of corruption and intrigue, the likes of which are gonna rock this city.
Spin Doctor's Mix?
No, I taped over the Spin Doctor's Mix.
Sir, I do not have time to listen to your mixtape.
No, it's not a mix. Look, I'm ready to blow my whistle here. You know what I'm saying? I got a laundry list of corruption charges. Extortion, bribery, junkyard cats. This is nasty, heavy stuff. Now, you gonna listen to this tape or not?
No, I am not.
Oh, I get it.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another rousing edition of the Air Raid Podcast. This is episode 14.
Woo!
In what will hopefully be a long and drawn-out series. Welcome to the show. Hope you enjoy it. I hope you've listened, along with us up until this point. We've got, kind of a show planned for you today. Not too much. We had a cancellation kind of at the last minute there. But, I will try to entertain you to the best of my ability. Here, sitting by myself in Roden Studios in the dark. In the evening on a Seattle night. I don't know if many of you live around here in Seattle, but we've been having kind of like a monsoon season. It's just been effing crazy, the rain that we've been getting the last couple of days. I walked outside the other day, and it was literally, I was on the African savanna, because it was warm out, it was a little bit warm outside, but it was just, the rain was, is tumultuous the right word? I don't know if that's even
stupid.
I know that is a word, but I don't know if it applies right here. But it was raining hard. Let's just say that. It was coming down in sheets. And, so that happened. Also, I've been in a very, very dark place.
Because you're ugly and retarded.
And I kind of wanted to discuss this with you, the listener, here on Air Raid. It's been a very dark place. I'm kind of an angry person. And this has not been good for me, what has been going on right now. I quit smoking.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
For like the 11th time this year. It seems like it happens every month.
I don't think that's gonna work, dude.
Of course, if it was every month, then this would make it the 9th time this year, right? Yeah, that makes more sense. Trying to quit smoking again, right? And man, is it? It's a hard one to quit. I gotta tell you. If any of you out there are smokers, or if you were smokers in a past life, whatever, very, very, very difficult habit to knock here, man. But what doesn't help it? Drinking. Which is
hey, barkeep, whose leg do you have to hump to get a dry martini around here?
Because of course I am by myself. What the hell am I gonna do? And it doesn't make it any better doing this show by myself, because for one, the reason I have guests on every episode is because I'm scared to death of doing this show by myself. And two, I've got nothing interesting to say, right? I mean, I let the guests do the talking most of the time. So this be interesting. And I know I said that I was never going to do this again. What was it? Episode, 5 or 10 or something like that. 9 maybe. I just didn't feel like it went very well. I wasn't going to do this again by myself, but here I am. Here I am. I quit smoking. And the other day I was like, literally, I was like 3 days into the non-smoking. I was doing pretty well because I had... See, I've tried everything. So I had 8 or 10 pills left of the Chantix, and I don't know if I'm, legally I'm allowed to say that name on here, but whatever. So I had about 10 pills left of that, the prescription strength stuff to help you quit, which, by the way, gives you some real effed up dreams. I mean, just crazy, crazy dreams. You know, sometimes, like, the dreams will be, like, super, super good. And it'll be, you know, it'll be like a virtual reality almost. And I got to a point once when I was taking, when I first took the pills a couple years back. And I was able to seed my dreams, right? So I could, like, think of something before I went to bed. And then I would dream about it, you know, kind of in this kind of, like, you know, a little bit of an offshoot of what I was actually thinking of, you know, and so that was pretty cool. But then sometimes you'd have like these really, really scary dreams, right? Where you just wake up in a pool of sweat, you know, just like breathing real hard, you know, just nasty stuff. And then once you like, cause you could on that pill, like when you woke up, if you went back to sleep, you know, you'd instantly kind of pick up where you left off. Right. So it was like, in these scary ones, it was really kind of shitty because you'd, you know, wake up in this pool of sweat feeling like you're going to scream. And then, you know, you're like, oh, okay, it's everything's fine. Everything's cool. And then you lay back down, you close your eyes, and then, oh, shit, it's back. You know, whatever's chasing you, some big hairy avatar creature or something, you know, trying to have sex with you with its tail or some shit. Anyway, so, you know, I had about 10 of the Chantix pills back, or still, sorry, and you know, so I was taking those, and I had some leftover Nicorette from another time I had been trying. I think I even still have some patches from like 4 or 5 years ago that I still have that I haven't used yet, and so I was doing good on that stuff. 4 days in, and I'm at work, and I'm like, this is gonna happen. I gotta go to the store. And so I can see myself doing it. It's like almost like an out of body experience, right? I'm on my lunch break. I can see myself behind the wheel of my work truck, and I'm driving up to the store. And all the time I'm like, don't do it, dude. Don't do it. Don't do it. Because I talk to myself like I'm a surfer, dude, bro, you know. Hey, bro. Don't go there. Don't go there. Your wife is going to kick your butt. You know, and that's like the big reason too why I'm trying to quit is because Mairead, she hates it. You know, Mairead, of course, the beautiful wife / producer of this show. She can't stand it. She quit cold turkey. I don't even know how she did it. She quit cold turkey a long time ago. And I still am amazed to this day because one day she just like, that's it. That's my last one. And that was it. She had you know, it was a problem. I mean, she was kind of pissy and hard to deal with, you know, and like somebody, you know, quitting cigarettes is. But she's a very, very strong-willed person, and she nipped it in the butt right there, and she never had another one, except for one night last year where we ended up getting really drunk, really sauced with Kathy, a friend of ours who's been on this show before. And is a avid listener to the Air Raid podcast, her and her girlfriend, Heather. So Kathy comes over one night, and we got a little drunk, and we actually ended up smoking a bunch of cigarettes inside in our condo, which was not a good idea. Anyway, back to the main story. So I'm in the car, and I can see myself driving to the store, and I know exactly what's going to happen. I'm going to get to that store. I'm going to buy some beef jerky. Just be like, okay, well, I'll just get some beef jerky. This is what goes on in my head, right? I'll just get a stick of beef jerky or something like that, something for me to gnaw on. And then I get up to the counter, and all of a sudden, I've already said it. Pack of cigarettes, you know, and this, and then I've also, you know, inadvertently like grabbed something else that I'm going to buy also at a gas station or one of these little convenience stores and stuff. But so I get to the store, I can see all this stuff coming down the pipes, right? But what they have at this store is the e-cigarettes, those little electronic cigarettes, right? That you plug in, it plugs in by USB, you charge it up, and it has this little cartridge filled with some sort of vapor, like water vapor or glycerin or something like that, and is filled with nicotine, right? So I look at that and I go, this is it. This is my ticket out. This is my ticket out of this rodeo. And so I buy the e-cigarette, and now I've been on this e-cigarette thing for a couple of days. Still haven't had a real cigarette. So, you know, it's working. And the beauty of this thing is, really, it's kind of a funny little contraption too, but the beauty of this thing is that I can take it into my office. And I've been smoking it at home inside, which is great. And I've been smoking it in my office. Nobody's the wiser. Nobody even knows. I just took it off of it right there. That's weird though, because you know it's got this weird vapor like smoke that comes out of it, comes out of your lungs. It feels like you're taking a hit off of a cigarette, you know. And it also has this little LED light where the on the tip of the cigarette that kind of lights up just like a lit cigarette would, and kind of, you know, once you stop inhaling it, kind of like peters out, you know. It's kind of a weird contraption. But I will say, I got it X-nayed at the bar last night that I went to with my friend Justin. We went out to the Tin Hat last night and had a couple drinks and some food, some tots. Had some tots, and then after the tots, of course, I wanted a cig. Popped this puppy in my mouth, took a drag, and the woman came over, the bartender came over, and she's like, you know there's no smoking in here, right? I said, "Oh yeah, yeah, it's a fake cigarette. It's one of the e-cigarettes. It's one of the e-cigarettes. It's not real. It's electronic." And she's like, "Does it smell?" I said, "No." And I took another drag off of it and I kind of blew it in her face, you know, which probably wasn't, you know, looking back on it, probably wasn't a very good idea. You know, just blowing this like vapor into her face. She doesn't know what the fuck it is, you know. And she said, "Yeah, I don't think so." I don't think so. So I had to take it outside. But at least she didn't kick me out of the bar, right? That would have been kind of bad. But so, like I said earlier, I've been kind of in a dark place. Like, quitting smoking kind of put me in a dark place until I found this little e-cigarette guy, you know. I always find, and my dark place, I think I have to explain this so people don't think like I'm, you know, I'm getting super depressed, you know. Or, you know, I'm hiding in the corner, I'm drawing all the blinds, and then just laying on the couch, you know, sobbing. That's not my dark place. My dark place is junk food. My dark place is, like, these cravings, these insane urges to eat, you know, just crap. Like jalapeno Cheetos, you know, awesome. I mean, those things, I could never get tired of those things. I, you know, that might be overstepping it a little bit. Those aren't my dark place because I always want to eat those, right? But no, dark place, junk food, fast food, right? So the first day, or maybe it was the second day, I think it was the second day that I quit smoking, right? I really get into this, into my dark place, right? And I had to take my lunch early at work because the urge was so bad. I just went, you know, and I've been on a diet too. I've been trying to kind of, you know, shed some pounds a little bit. So this, I was really ashamed of myself, super ashamed of myself. And that's why I'm telling you, because, that's, that's how this works. Right. Right. A very narcissistic person, will tell you about all of their problems. So you'll pay attention to me. So that's what I'm doing right now. Anyway, I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna keep going. Nobody's here to stop me. So that's all good. It's all good. So anyway, like, you know, I get into that dark zone, and I'm just hungry for breakfast sandwiches. I can't shake it. And when I buy a breakfast sandwich, when I go to like a fast food place and buy a breakfast sandwich, I'm not getting one. No, that's for pussies. I'm getting two. I'm getting two, or maybe even three, which I've done in the past. But anyway, so I go to this place. I take an early lunch break. I'm just starving. It's literally like, it's a really early lunch break. It's like 9 o'clock in the morning, right? But where was I? What was I talking about? See, this is another reason why I want people to be on this show with me, so I don't lose track of where I'm going. Like, I'm usually the good one about, you know, bringing people back on track, and now I can't. Now nobody's here. Keep me anchored. I got nothing. I'm just drinking my rum by myself with a mic in my face. I'm talking to you, the listener, the 200 of you out there or so. It's probably less than that now. You probably heard that I was by myself. You thought that other guest was going to be on here. So you click listen on the website, and what do you get? You get me. Anyway, so I'm on my, you know, I take my early lunch break at like 9 o'clock in the morning, and I go to the king of burgers, you know, and I get two breakfast sandwiches, kind of like the egg McMuffin or the sausage McMuffin, you know, but the king of burger version, and I just scarf those things down. And this is where the shame comes into it. Like that, you know, that in itself, not very shameful. But what I did next was terrible. Oh, God. And I can't believe I'm telling you people this, because I didn't even tell Mairead until later that night. I actually lied to her about it because I was so ashamed about it. So right after I finished my second... breakfast sandwich, sausage breakfast sandwich, which, by the way, at the King of Burgers, and you all know what I'm talking about, but I can't say the real name, right? At the King of Burgers, the sausage breakfast sandwiches literally taste like plastic. And I think it's the actual muffin, the English muffin that they use there. It really tastes like plastic. So, you know, don't order that. They have other good stuff on the menu for all of us fatties out there. We can order that stuff. But I'm never going to get the breakfast sandwich there ever again, excuse me, because they're just disgusting. So anyway, I scarf down the second sandwich, right? And this is what happens next. I beeline it to the next fast food joint. And I'm just like, I'm so hungry. And it was like, what's going through my mind? Have you ever seen that Monty Python episode where the guy, the huge, huge guy, comes in, and like John Cleese is the waiter? I think it was John Cleese was the waiter, and he's just feeding this guy food, you know, plate after plate after plate after plate, and he just keeps on getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and then it's that famous line, "I can't eat another bite." And John Cleese just says, "Oh, just one dollop of cream." You know, he gives him one more dollop of cream, and he just explodes, right? Well, that's what I had going on in my mind. Like, you're going to be this guy. You're going to grow up to be this guy. But I didn't stop. I went to, you know, I couldn't turn the car around. I just beelined it to the next fast food place, and I got myself two. Yeah, two. That's right. What should I say? Should I change the name? I don't know. Who cares, right? Sourdough Jacks. I got two Sourdough Jacks and a small fry. And a small fry. Oh, man. Talk about dark place, right? That's terrible. And so I can't believe I'm telling anybody this. So anyway, so I go to a park, and I park my truck, and I'm eating this stuff, and I get like halfway through the second sandwich, and I'm just like, oh, here, oh, God, you know, not sitting well at all. And this is all before like 11 o'clock. Isn't that ridiculous? Now, that's a dark place, right? That's a super dark place. But I haven't done that since, right? That was like my F up day. You know, my fuck up day. And boy, did I fuck it up. I mean, I swear to God, I think I gained like 5 pounds that day. You know, the cigarettes are like the last thing that I'm addicted to, right? I've been addicted to a lot of things in my past, you know, stuff that I'm not proud of. And cigarettes have been my hanger on. They really have. And they keep I feel like they keep me centered a little bit. You know, because like when I quit, dude, I get so grouchy, and I just feel like the weight of the world's on my shoulders, you know, which it is, and it's totally like a very self-centered kind of way to feel, right? And especially when you're a married guy, you're in a relationship, you know, you're always taking it out, this stupid stuff, you're always taking it out on your spouse or your partner. you know. And so I do that a lot, you know, when I quit smoking. And then, you know, I'll use that too as like this excuse to like start smoking again. So I think that's, you know, in the past, that's what I've done. Now I got this e-cigarette. It's helping me out. I mean, I'm doing pretty well. I gotta say, I'm doing pretty well. Now, when you get a little saucy, like I did last night, you know, it really doesn't feel like a cigarette, you know. But here's the problem too, is that I've always been a chain smoker. Like I could smoke, you know, like a pack of cigarettes, no problem. I mean, I'd feel it, you know, like I feel like crap the next day. But like, you know, especially when I'm drinking or something like that, man, I could go through a pack of cigarettes, no issue whatsoever. So hopefully this thing will work out for me. You know, keep your fingers crossed for me, will you? And if you see me out there, out on the streets, and I try to bum a cigarette off you, don't give me one, okay? Just say, hey, I heard your show. You're trying to quit. Stick with it, man. Stick with it. You're 30 years old. Quit acting a fool, right? Quit acting a fool, Aaron. So I'm going to try. I'm really trying this time. You know, this is, I'm making an effort here. So I think it's time for a break. This might be a little bit of an abbreviated show because that's really all I got to talk about is me and cigarettes. I don't know if I want to spend a whole hour talking about that. Anyway, yeah. But, We're gonna hear a great song right now by this band called The Stranglers. You've probably heard this song before. It's on the Snatch soundtrack, and that's actually where I got it from. So I don't know what album this is off of, but it is a great song. It's called Golden Brown by the Stranglers, and this is kind of, you know, it's a song about heroin, and you know cigarettes aren't heroin, but you know I feel like it's fitting. It's fitting, right? Okay, we'll be back in a minute.
Every time, just like the last, on the ship, tied to the mast, two distant lands, takes both my hands, never a frown with golden brown. Temptress, through the ages she's heading west, from far away, stays for a day, never a frown with golden brown.
Right, we are back. Hope you enjoyed that song, because I do. It put me in a mood to talk about cigarettes some more. One thing I do remember, just the other day, And this could be, you know, cause and effect. This is probably the direct result of eating a bunch of junk while, you know, quitting smoking and doing that whole thing. So we're laying on the couch the other night. We're watching this stupid movie. So retarded. Oh, God. Okay. Let me tell you about this for a second. We bought a Blu-ray player. Actually, it came, you know, it comes in conjunction with your PlayStation 3, which is my game console of choice here at the Nerd Ranch. So once we got this, you know, it has the Blu-ray player in it, I signed on to our DVD rental website and queued up, you know, every Blu-ray disc that they had available. Well, it turns out that most Blu-rays that are coming out right now are all for, you know, mostly for shitty movies. And, you know, I mean, that's a pretty broad statement, right? I'm painting it with a broad brush here. But, you know, there's a lot of good movies that are coming out on Blu-ray. A lot of terrible movies that are out on Blu-ray also. And so we got this movie. What was it called? It was a Lindsay Lohan flick, and it was a newer one. I didn't even know that I rented it, but it was obviously me because Mairead, she could give a shit if it's on Blu-ray or something, and she mostly just rents like French movies anyway. It was I Know Who Killed Me, right? Such a terrible movie. Like I mean, I can sit through a movie like. Let's think of some gore. Phantasm. Or, you know, cheesy horror movies. You know, like Jason 5 or Friday the 13th 5 or like, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street, Dream Warriors or whatever that one was. You know, I mean, just the cheesiest of the cheesy. I can sit through and I enjoy it, right? But this was so bad. The story so disjointed. The acting so terrible. That it was just, I mean, it was like pulling teeth. We watched the whole thing. That's what I can't figure out is why we even did that. But, God, what a terrible movie. What a terrible movie. And, you know, I mean, who would even hire her to be in a movie now? She's batshit crazy. You know, she's like Robert Downey Jr. without the good acting parts, you know? Back when he was having problems, you know, but yeah, just terrible, terrible actress, man. She's bad. You know, she's kind of like Corey Haim in that respect, where I think, you know, where she was a decent child actress. You know, she was cute. She was able to, you know, act somewhat as a child, but you know, as she grows older, you know, that just brings out the bad actor in you, right? I mean, you can't keep up the cute kind of child acting thing forever because you're going to mature. And I think that's what's going on with her. But there's a scene in the movie it's a reoccurring scene where she's like a stripper, right? And she was good at that. She was good at stripping. So maybe, you know, it's time for Lindsay Lohan to just really get into porno. And I think we talked about this on one of our last episodes. I think it was it was with Scott Abrams. It was our last episode, episode 13. And I kind of laughed at that because I remembered Scott saying something like that, you know, just get into porno or something like that. Something to that effect. And you know, after seeing that movie, yeah, I think that's what needs to happen. I think that's what Lindsay Lohan needs to do. She just needs to get into porno or just become a stripper. You know, save her money. She's probably got some money that's still coming in from other movies that she's been into, the Love Bug or whatever it was. You know, Kirby or Herbie. Herbie the Love Bug. There's my e-cigarette again. I love this thing. It's amazing. You know, it'd be bad if they find out that this vapor stuff that I'm inhaling right now is worse for you than actual cigarettes. Because then what would I do? I'd have to just go back to regular cigarettes, right? And I'd use the excuse, oh, well, these are better than what I used to be doing, right? That ain't going to work for my marriage. That's not going to work out. I don't think, Maraid's not going to take that excuse. She's not going to believe me. Yeah, that's not going to work. Yeah, Lindsay Lohan. That girl's a mess, but good stripper. You know, she's fine at that. She should stick with that. So anyway, we're watching this movie. Back to, you know, what I was talking about before, at the beginning of this story, this long, drawn-out story. If I haven't lost you already, I don't know, you're probably either asleep or you've turned your computer off or your iPod or Zune or whatever you're listening to this on. But I was talking about how all this bad eating that I've been doing since I quit smoking has led to what Maraid said to me the other night while we were watching this shitty movie. And she goes, "Your hair smells like Cheez-Its. Should I play a Crickets track right there or a laugh track?" I think I'll probably go with a laugh track, maybe. But yeah, my hair smells like Cheez-Its. So now I'm sweating artificial baked cheese crackers is what's happening. You know, because all this stuff is building up in my body and it's just coming out in like what feels like a paste. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. I gotta stop. So I got my electronic cigarette. We got some broccoli in the refrigerator, you know, some chicken. That's good for you. That's a good meal right there, right? Chicken, broccoli. I can do that. Okay. Also, this last weekend, when I did not do the show, because by the way, I really have. I've been dreading this. I've been putting this show off, episode 14. Because ever since our guest canceled, and we're gonna get him on. He, you know, super nice guy. I don't want to talk ill of the guy. We're gonna get him back on. He's gonna come on sometime soon, hopefully, and we'll have a good show with him. But kind of canceled at the last minute. You know, I was a little bummed about that. But yeah, I've been putting this show off because I knew that I couldn't get a replacement in time, right? I mean, some of these shows, I have these shows like booked a month in advance. And you know, it's hard to really lock somebody down, you know, with just kind of with short notice. So I knew I couldn't get anybody out on here. And Maraid's been busy. She can't really come on. So I've been dreading this, doing this show by myself. I think it's going okay so far. You know, I've got a drink. I've got my e-cigarette here that I'm puffing on that you can probably hear. It's probably a pretty annoying sound. But yeah, just been dreading the shit out of this show because I, like I said at the beginning of the show, you know, I don't feel like I got much to say. Even though I have been talking for, you know, 35 minutes now about trying to quit smoking. But after that, I got nothing. Anyway, so we were supposed to do this show last weekend, of course. It's not coming up. It's a Tuesday night now. It's not going to be up until tomorrow on Wednesday. So you're going to get a double shot because we're doing another show on Friday. That'll be a good show. We got good stuff planned for that. But on Sunday we were planning on going on another hot air balloon ride. Well, not another one, the first one. I don't know if you remember, but we talked about this in episode two, yeah, with Cannon Canyon about how we were, you know, supposed to go on this hot air balloon ride. We had this this gift certificate, you know, because we're not rich or anything. We got a gift certificate, a present from my in-laws for Christmas last year, and haven't used it yet. It's been shitty weather for 5 months, and we can't seem to get a day where the sun is shining and we can go on this frickin' hot air balloon ride. But I think it might be a blessing in disguise, because as I've explained in episode 2 with Cannon Canyon, which you should go back and listen to because it was a great episode, great band. I don't know if they have any shows coming up, but you should check on that. Cannon Canyon, check them out. It's been a blessing in disguise because, as I was saying in episode 2, we talked about how I have vertigo. And, you know, that's been another kind of, you know, a looming kind of dark horse or dark elephant in the room, you know. Whenever Mairead, she tries to plan this this hot air balloon ride, get us up in this balloon, right? And yeah, it's always kind of you know, okay, honey, yeah, I'll go, I'm gonna go for you, you know, it'll be romantic, we're gonna watch the sunrise, blah blah blah. But I may vomit and I may pass out. Hopefully in that order, because I wouldn't want to pass out and then vomit all over myself, because that wouldn't be cool, right? How romantic is that, really? I mean, you know, vomiting then passing out, a little bit romantic. Because it'd be kind of cute, you know? Be kind of cute. Oh, he's got vomit on his cheek. He's passed out in the basket. You know, that's my husband. That's my husband, Aaron. But yeah, yeah. Passing out and then vomiting all over yourself while somebody's trying to hold your head so you don't choke on it. That's not romantic. That's not cute. You know, but that's what I'm afraid of. See, I'm afraid of getting up in this basket, you know, kind of close, locked in there with like 8 other people, because the thing fits 8. And they gotta wait until, you know, a bunch of people are booked to even do this. So it's like, you know, it's worth their time, right? So they gotta have like a bunch of people in this basket. And what I feel, I think I've explained this before too, but like, I feel like something's gonna fall off of me. Right. So I feel like, you know, I'd be good. You know, we'd take off. This is what I envisioned happening in this hot air balloon ride. Right. So I feel like we'd take off and be okay for a little while. Maybe, you know, the first 100 feet or so, and then stuff would start to go sideways. Right. Like I'd be looking over the side or trying to look at the horizon. Right. I wouldn't. This is what I've done before. This is what I do in airplanes too. Like I try not to, when you're taking off especially, like I try not to look down. I have to look, you know, out. I have to look out at the horizon, straight out when we're taking off or landing. Because once we start getting closer to that, to the ground, oh man, that's when, you know, I start to, you know, my heart starts going up into my throat, you know, and I get all nervous and stuff. But, so what I envision happening, what's happened before on high places like bridges and things like that, is that I feel like stuff is going to fall off me. Like I'll put my glasses in my pocket, right? And I'll zip it up if I'm wearing my jacket or something like that. Put my glasses in there. I'll put my phone away, you know, anything. I'll even take my ring off. I'll take my wedding ring off, and I'll put that in my pockets. You know, I'll make sure my pockets are secure. But then I have to like hold... Like right now, you know, I'm wearing like my flannel, and my flannel has 2 breast pockets, you know, on either side, and I'll hold that stuff and look over the edge like that. And even though I don't have my glasses on, I can't see that far very well, you know, like I'll still just get super like lightheaded, you know, and kind of dizzy a little bit. So that freaks me out. Like I don't know how this is going to work out. And, you know, hopefully at some point we'll actually be able to go on it, because I think it will be fun. You know, it would be cool to kind of experience that. And, you know, I'll bring my phone, which has, you know, video capability on it. So if we do have a happening like the Cannon Canyon or Michael Cooper's experience on his hot air balloon ride down California, where they crashed into like a hillside and then crashed into a tree, I can videotape the whole thing. We can put it up on the website or something like that, right? But yeah, so I go through phases. I, you know, every time she lines it up, you know, I'm just like, oh, you know, I get a little bit nervous, but still a little bit excited at the same time. You know, it'll be a lot of fun to just kind of experience that, you know, go up in a hot air balloon, especially like early in the morning, like seeing the sunrise. That would be really cool. That would be really cool. But yeah, I always kind of worry that I'm just going to freak out up there, and especially with other people in the basket. Like, I always feel like I got to be cool, you know. After all, I am a Seattleite. That's what we do, you know. We always have to be the cool person. You know, whether you're a man or woman here in this city, you always have to be cool, you know. Bugs the shit out of me. Why do we do that? I can't figure it out. I can't figure it out. We're all narcissists in this city, especially me, because I started my own fucking podcast, and I'm hoping that you're listening to it right now. Anyway, whatever. But, yeah. Yeah. So I'm looking, I look forward to it. I look forward to it. I think let's go to another musical break here. And I don't really have any music lined up. So, you know, maybe we'll go for I'll spin the dial, and whatever it lands on, we'll listen to, right? Would that work? Would that work? I don't know. Let's see. Sun, oh, it worked. It worked. The Duchess and the Duke. This is Hands. Local Seattle band. Duchess and the Duke. Hope you enjoy it. And we'll be back in a little bit.
When I'm gone, who will be waiting for me to come home? Who waits for a ghost to come in from the cold just to haunt you? Sometimes, girl, I'm already gone.
Welcome back, everybody. It's your beloved host, Aaron Roden, back on the microphone here. That was Duchess and the Duke, or The Duchess and the Duke, here from Seattle. I think I'm pretty sure they're from Seattle. It's either Seattle or Portland. But great band. And that song is called Hands. You should definitely check them out. get some more stuff on them, because they're going places. That band is that band's big. Love them. So back to the show here. Don't have too much for you, too much else for you guys, other than, you know, we've got a lot of stuff planned for the month of October. October is coming up quick. Next weekend, we got friends Alex and Tony, who have just gotten back from Peru. They are our unofficial Peruvian correspondents to the AirRaid.net podcast. So they got some good stories to tell. And they'll be with us on, I believe, Friday. So hopefully we'll have a show, a good show for you, up on next Sunday. Also, for huge news for October, we've got a great podcast out there, friends of Jeremy Kavner, who's been on the show, I think in episode 3 or 4. Really cool guys. They do a podcast called Planned Brotherhood. And interesting story behind the name. They actually got sued by Planned Parenthood, something along those lines. So they'll be here to talk with us in October at some point. We haven't got them nailed down yet, but hopefully they'll come on the show soon. And if you haven't heard that show, I've been listening to it a lot lately, and I love it. I love it. So I know that they listen to this show. So PJ and I think it's Andrew or Andy. Yeah, you guys do a great job. You guys do a wonderful podcast, and I'm really excited to have them on. And hopefully they can point some more listeners our way, because they've been doing this for a long time. So, and they're one of the guys lives here in Seattle. The other guy lives over in Yakima. And they're going to come out and do the show with us in October. Also, we have huge news. Sean DeTore is going to come on the show on October 23rd. We're going to be doing a show with him. And I'm super, super excited. Of course, Sean DeTore is the engineer / counterpart to Luke Burbank on TBTL. Very, very popular podcast around the nation. They're nationally known. And he also does his own podcast called The Mixtape. And hopefully he'll be bringing on some new music for us to check out, and some good stories about, you know, what it's like being on a podcast like that. Because they do, like, live shows all over the place. We've been to a live show. We went to one down here in South Seattle at the Columbia City Theater. Sold out. They had, like, Sir Mix-a-Lot there. They had Vis Queen was there, and The Long Winters. And, oh, man, it was so cool and so well put together. These guys really know what they're doing. And it's going to be an honor to have him on the show. And I've been in correspondence with him. So, yeah, super excited about that. The night before Sean DeTore comes on, which I'm a little bit worried about, because I know that I'm going to be really tying one on that Friday, October 22nd. Evil Dead the Musical, for all my nerds out there, all my nerd listeners, which, remember, I'm one of you. So keep listening, please. God. And send me emails, Aaron@airraid.net, air-raid.net. Yeah, we're going to Evil Dead the Musical. This sounds so awesome. It's like, I think how best to describe it is probably a mix between like a GWAR concert and like The Sound of Music. If that makes any sense. I don't know. But they have, they've taken this guy, I think the guy who wrote it is in New York, based out of New York, something like that. Syndicated show, so people can kind of buy the rights to it and do the show in their city and everything like that. And so it's Evil Dead 1, 2, and the Army of Darkness kind of squeezed together into one show, one big show. and I'm super, super excited about it. We're going there with the gaggle of lesbians who were on the Live at the Lake episode, and they're always a barrel of laughs. So we're looking forward to doing that with them. Now, at this thing, why I say that it kind of reminded me of like a mix between a Gwar concert and, of course, a musical. Well, one, it's a musical, so come on. You can figure that one out, right? But a Gwar concert, you're saying, what the hell is he talking about? Well, if you don't know who Gwar is like this like death metal band who, you know, in terms of death metal, is not very good. And, you know, you can email me if you differ in opinion on that. But really, come on. They're not that great. The music's not great. And the music's not what you're going to the show for, right? You're going to the show because they have on these really elaborate demonic costumes. Very gory stuff happens on stage. You know, they spit. There's fake spit. There's fake blood. There's fake sperm. There's fake piss. There's fake shit that they just like spew out of like every orifice, and they have these big gigantic like demon penises that come up on a stage and these big worms, and they duel it out. They cut people's heads off. You know, it's this huge show. The music is not what you're going to that for. But if you're in the front row of one of those shows, you're coming out of there just covered in fake excrement of all sorts, right? So at this Evil Dead musical, Evil Dead the Musical, which I'm super stoked about, they have like the first three rows closest to the stage is called the Splatter Zone. So basically, like my friend Justin was saying the other night, is that it's kind of like Gallagher, you know? Gallagher for smarter people, I guess you could say. But I didn't say that. I didn't say that at all. You know, maybe some of you like Gallagher. I don't know. I don't know why, but maybe some of you do. Maybe some of you laugh when a poor watermelon gets smashed. I don't know why that's funny to you, but you know what? To each his own. But yeah, it's the Splatter Zone. So I don't think we got into the Splatter Zone. It would have been awesome if we did, because I would have loved to get some pictures of that. But it's going to be an interesting show. There's supposed to be like just a ton of blood, like excess amounts of blood during the show. And of course, you know, during the movie, like he cuts his own hand off with the chainsaw. That's in the show. That's in the show. It's going to be awesome. I'm really looking forward to it, especially since we're going with the group of people that we're going with, because they are just a ton of fun. We got a bunch of emails after we did that show with them, the gaggle of lesbians. I don't know what you want to call that. You know, I was trying to think of that before we did that show, and I kind of wanted to call it like a murder of lesbians, because, you know, like a murder of crows, like a group of crows, a grouping of crows. Like, wouldn't that be funny? Like a murder of lesbians. That'd be funny. Let's start that. A murder of lesbians. Or maybe we could say just a murder of straight people. And then it would be less, you know, less homophobic and more sensitive to other people's feelings. Maybe we should do that, right? I need to be more sensitive, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, so we're going to do that. Evil Dead the Musical. Going to be awesome. Oh, and one last thing before we go. Before we go, I did want to mention for all the nerds out there, because I was talking with Kyle, who's a huge nerd, who is in Kirby Crackle the other night. Him and his girlfriend, the lovely Kristen, came over for dinner the other night. And I was talking to him, and he didn't even know about this. So I felt like I was so in the know. But if you went to PAX here in Seattle, which is the Penny Arcade Exposition or Expo here in Seattle, which is it's gotten very, very large. They have it's kind of like E3 for, you know, the normal consumer, right? E3 is this big like video game conference where they bring it's just for industry people to come in. and the companies kind of show off their stuff, show off their new stuff that they're doing, which is pretty cool. I mean, every year I see pictures of this show, and it's just so elaborate. They put millions of dollars into each booth. This is at E3, of course. Just to kind of show off what they've been doing, like these video game gods, in my book, have been doing. Well, PAX is kind of similar, but it's for general public, right? And it's gotten huge, of course, because the video game community has just gotten so big. People love video games. I love video games. But one video game in particular that people have been waiting for, I want to say 12 years, maybe 15, I don't know. But it was one of the most popular video games of all time. Duke Nukem 3D came out a while back. I can't remember what year. And I should have done some research maybe before I did this show. But you know me. That's kind of how we run things here at Air Raid. We don't do much. And especially since I kind of slapped this together at the last minute and put it off for so long, you know, whatever. But anyway, huge news. Was at the PAX conference. Everybody thought it was dead. The project was dead in the water. Duke Nukem Forever is coming out in 2011. Can you believe that? It's finally happening. I'm super excited. They had a line out the door to play the game. Just people lined up just to get a glimpse of it. And sounds really cool. So that's for all. That's the nerd news. For this episode of Air Raid, and I think that's going to do it. We made it to an hour. Of course, we took two musical breaks, but you know, whatever. you know, we take what we can get here. When you do a show by yourself, it's hard. It's hard, man. Don't judge me. So, let's see. What should we go out with here? What should we go out with? Let's go out with this one by Wilco. I must be high because I did this show by myself off the album AM. This is Wilco, and we will see you on Sunday. So you're kind of getting a double shot this week of airraid.net. But you didn't really get one last week, so here we go. We'll see you soon, guys. Thanks for listening. You never said you needed this. You're pissed that you missed.